أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا وقد خلقكم أطوارا ألم تروا كيف خلق الله سبع سماوات طباقا وجعل القمر فيهن نورا وجعل الشمس سراجا والله أنبتكم من الأرض نباتا ثم يعيدكم فيها ويخرجكم إخراجا والله جعل لكم الأرض بساطا لتسلكوا منها سبلا فجاجا قال نوح رب إنهم عصوني واتبعوا من لم يزده ماله وولده إلا خسارا ومكروا مكرا كبارا وقالوا لا تذرن آلهتكم ولا تذرن ودا ولا سواعا ولا يغوث ويعوق ونسرا وقد أضلوا كثيرا ولا تزد الظالمين إلا ضلالا صدق الله العظيم. Continuing the same Surah Nuh, and we did it up to ayah number 12, and partially I think we talked about 13 also, but this ayah is connected with the rest of the ayahs that are coming forth. In this 13th ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What's wrong that you people do not expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have any dignity? Why you don't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have the greatness that He has? Why you are not paying the service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He deserves? Malakum, what's wrong with you? Why you are not doing this? لا ترجون لله وقارا. The question is to all the human beings, believers and disbelievers. Human beings, and each and every human being has to answer this question. That normally when we go to some offices, we pay respect to the people who are sitting in the office. You go to some government offices, you pay respect to the people sitting in those chairs. When we visit the doctor's office, we pay respect to the doctor. You visit the lawyer's office, you pay respect to the lawyer. Whichever office we visit, and whoever's office we visit, we go and pay them respect according to what they deserve over there. We don't go over there instead doing our own things. We do things according to what is only legal and allowed over there. And especially if you have been to court, we all know the order in which they function and how they want everything to be within control and under the laws. You stay quiet even to the extent. If they see a person wearing a hat, is not allowed to enter the court without the hat, with the hat. You have to take it off. Coats, they even make announcement, take your coats off. Cell phones, you are not allowed to keep it on over there. You can't talk over there. Keep proper silence. Pay the respect to the judge. As the judge enters, everyone stands up. So we are paying respect to everyone else in their offices, and we live in the world given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stay in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what's wrong here? لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. You are not paying respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not following the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You live in His land and you don't follow His rules. You follow everyone else's rules. You follow the rules of those offices and of those human beings, but we don't follow the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Human beings are very forgetful. And how easily we forget that not only we are living in the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, we are also being washed all the time by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there isn't a single moment of our life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not aware of it, and not a single moment of our life that He's not watching us. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you wherever you may be. This is Quran speaking. مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ. Three people are whispering to each other. They think we are only three. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran says there are not three. There are four people over there. And He says, إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ. The fourth is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is hearing them there. وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ. When there are five people, they should not count five. They should be counting six. That there are six over here, five people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there who is hearing them also. وَلَا أَدْنَى مِنْ ذَلِكْ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعْهُمْ. Whether the number is less than this or it's more than this, whatever the number of people might be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm there, I'm hearing it, I'm watching it, I see whatever is going on over there, and I'm always there. But in the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, within the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and while being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are doing so many things that are against the orders of Allah and against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us, why is this? Why we are not paying that respect to Allah? Why we are not fulfilling the service that we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What's the reason for that? When we are respecting human beings like us, when we regard the laws made by human beings like us, when we try to please people like us, then مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. Then what is wrong? That we don't want Allah to have dignity, to have His power and mighty, and to have His greatness as He is. And we can never pay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala full respect and full service as He deserves. But at least, we should never try to do anything against it either. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all the other people might help you at one stage of your life. They might help you in couple of stages of your life. Think of a person who is being very helpful to you. How much did he help you? Did he help you in everything during those days when he was trying to help you? During the days only that he was trying to help us, whoever that person might be in your life. And we can never think of a person who is helping us all the time. Since we were born and up to this day, he's helping us. There are times when everyone gives up, when everyone says, now you have to do it your own. I can't do it anymore for you. That's it for me. Go and work for yourself. Go and find this job for yourself. You have to do this work by yourself. Always, people like us, there will be a stage in our life and in the life when they will give up and say, at this time I cannot do it. And if a person is very helpful, extremely helpful, he might spend a couple of days helping us. You are stuck in a situation. You have no way out of it. There is a person who can help you to get out of that situation. He's helping you day and night. And when we say, he was helping me day and night, how about when he was sleeping? At that time, he wasn't helping us. He was sleeping at that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every person help you in some stages of your life. But وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. Think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created you in stages. All the stages of our life we went through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us go through all of those stages, and He helped us at all of those stages of our life. And what does this ayah refers to? Stage all the way. Go as back as you can. And think about it. When we, all of us, including myself and each and every person that is in existence, were nothing but a dirty drop. And within that dirty drop, there was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put a power of bringing thousands of lives, one of them was fertilized. And we were the people who came out of it. And while in that status, Allah knows that this is this man. He knows this is this woman. He knows this is the person. He knows us by our name that we will be given later on, but He already knows us. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حَيْنٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Wasn't there a time Allah is questioning us? Wasn't there a time on all of us that we were nothing to be mentioned? Nothing to be mentioned. In fact, something, if you would think about it, you like to clean it. You try to keep it away. Such a dirty things that when a human being discharges these things, we have to take shower. The whole body is unclean now. We have to go and take a shower now to clean our souls. Human being made out of the very same thing. We all are made out of the very same thing. And in that stage, within that small drop, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have put the whole human body within that. As it is fertilized in the womb of the mother, starts growing up. Nowadays people are finding out, at that time, everything and each and every part of the body is in its proper place. So when it comes as in the form of a human being, the nose comes in the right place, ears on right place, fingers on their proper place. Everything is there and in their proper situation and position when before even it stands in the womb of the mother. Now as it stands, we grow up and it's just nothing other than some blood and then piece of flesh. And such a piece of flesh that if there is a miscarriage, you look at it, you can never tell that this can be a human being in the future. It's just a piece of flesh. We were all in those stages. وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. Look at the ayah. Beautiful ayah. He created you in all of those stages, taking care of you when you were in that situation when no one else knew who you are. And He was taking care of you at that time. Then He never went to sleep. And He never left you alone. And it's never that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, now you take care of yourself. I have been taking care of you for the last 4 months. Now for a few months you have to take care of yourself. No. He develops all of those systems for us. Everything is being taken care of. And we don't see people around us whose nose, by mistake, we say by accident, instead of putting the nose on the front of the face, the nose went back on the head. Although all of these things were situated in the womb of the mother before people could even see it, they were situated in the proper places. And no mistakes. Every finger grows in the proper place. You don't see the fingers, the toes of the foot are mixed up with the fingers of the hands. We don't see that eyes, instead of having two eyes in their proper position, are mixed up and went somewhere else. وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. He created you in stages. So again now, let's go back to the question. After understanding these stages, and still the stages continue, Allah is asking us, مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What's wrong that you do not expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have any dignity? You don't pay proper respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't fulfill your duties and responsibilities towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't fulfill the service that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you for and is asking you to perform in your life. وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. Whereas He never neglected us. He never left us alone. And He says, I created you in all of these stages. And after these stages, you became as a human being. Now, Quran says, after a human being is created, اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ ضَعْفٍ. When He created us in state of weakness, extremely weak, can do nothing for ourselves. Believe me, if He won't put the love in people's heart for us at that time, this child will starve to death and no one will be there to take care of him, and the child won't be able to do anything for by himself. It's the love that He puts now in the hearts of the mother especially. And now, the mother never had that milk before. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attached it for the child. The child came to the world, and right there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proving to us, as He's telling us again and again, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Every living being that's in the world, Allah says, I'm the provider for it, and I take care of all the needs of it. And here, the child came to the world, and there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala scattered those fountains of milk for him. وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. Created you in all of these stages, and then we neglect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Quran speaks, and Allah tells us in Quran al-Kareem, as a human being grows up, and as we get little power, خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ ضَعْفٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ضَعْفٍ قُوَّةٍ. After that weakness, He gives us some strength and power. As He gives us that strength and power, human being feel that I got it myself. And now starts arguing. And arguing not only with human beings. Arguing even وَالْعَيَازُ بِاللَّهِ with Allah and with messengers of Allah. Why should I do this? I have no time to do this. I don't get time to perform the salah. I don't have the time to do all of these things. I know that it's in Quran. I know that Prophet ﷺ told us. I know there are so many of his teachings there. I don't have time to learn them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, I created in all of these, you went through all of these stages, nothing to be mentioned. No one was taking care of you. In this life, a person who helps us with $10 when we are stuck, we will be thankful to the person for the rest of the life. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with all of these things, and yet we are not willing to pay respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfill our duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our responsibilities towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. Human beings is the most argumental creature I have created. Likes to argue. Allah says something, He says, why? People like us, we don't ask them why. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says something, we says, I want to understand why. The doctor gives us a tablet. He gives us a medicine. Without any question and hesitation, take it, very thankful to you. And now take it and use it just as He has said it. He says, don't take more than one at a time. You never ask why. Instead of, you know, I don't have time. Next 10 days I keep on taking medicine, one tablet every day. I can't remember. I will forget. So let me take all 10 of them at once. And you know what will happen. But when it comes to deen, we can make changes the way we want. Allah says it this way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us the exact way. But we like to make our own ways and bring changes by our own understandings. وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا أَلَمْ تَرَوْا. Now He's still reminding us. He says, if you look at these stages, He says, look at something else also. أَلَمْ تَرَوْا كَيْفَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. Don't you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created seven heavens, one above another? See, He's reminding us of our stages. So He says, look at the heavens also. It's not only one. One above other. One above another. Seven heavens. He says, you also have same stages. Heaven also is created in stages. And there are many levels of the heavens. There are different levels of human beings in this life. أَلَمْ تَرَوْا كَيْفَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. As normally, these heavens, there isn't any human being who has the eyesight will not be looking at the skies, will not be looking at the sun, moon and stars, and actually looking at all of these things. We never think, where did all of this come from? Is it by chance? Everything created by chance? nature created everything. It was an accident that everything just came into existence. SubhanAllah. We do a little thing, we like to be admired for it. We paint a house. The house existed already there. The builders built it. All I did was, I went and bought some paint, a paintbrush, and I painted it. After painting it, I will be looking at it 100 times, admiring myself, and want everyone else to look at it. Look, I painted this. I will never tell the people who put the walls up, who put the carpets in, who brought all of that furniture in there, who made the furniture. Look how I painted this. Someone will tell us, no. I don't believe that you painted it. It was all by chance that something dropped here and the whole wall was painted. We'll be offended. I did it. You know how hard I worked for it. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, you look at the heavens all the time. You never say, SubhanAllah. You never admire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You never remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a villager. Someone asked that villager, that can you tell us, how do you recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can you prove the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A person who had no information of the books, illiterate person, doesn't know how to read. But when he was asked to prove the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said a poem, which is in Arabic language, that says in fact, Al-ba'ratu tadullu ala al-ba'iri. He says, when I look at the ground and I see the, what do you call it?
Dung.
When I see the dung of the animals, I can tell that animal went through here. There were some animals who went through here. وَمَشُّ الْأَثَارِ تَدُلُّ عَلَى الْمَسِيرِ وَمَشُّ الْأَقْدَامِ تَدُلُّ عَلَى الْمَسِيرِ. And when I see footsteps, I know someone went through. I know someone walked on this place. Otherwise, there won't be these footprints over here. وَالسَّمَاءُ ذَاتُ بُرُوجٍ. He says, this heaven with all of these stars. وَالْأَرْضُ ذَاتُ فِجَاجٍ. And the earth with all of these wide roads in the mountains. أَفَلَا تَدُلُّ عَلَى اللَّطِيفِ الْخَبِيرِ. Doesn't it tell you the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created it such beautiful way? SubhanAllah. That for that reason, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out and he said to Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in, last night an ayah was revealed to me. وَيْلٌ لِّمَنْ قَرَأَهَا وَلَمْ يَتَدَبَّرْهَا. Woe to the person who would recite the ayah and will not ponder into the ayah. وَيْلٌ لِّمَنْ قَرَأَهَا وَلَمْ يَتَدَبَّرْهَا. Woe to him. He will be cursed by Allah who would recite the ayah but will not ponder into the meanings of the ayah. What does the ayah say? The ayah says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In creating the heaven and the earth, and the coming and going of the day and night, there are signs for the people who have understanding. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا. Those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when standing up and sitting down, and even when lying down, وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They think and ponder into the creation of the heaven and the earth. And they say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Ya Allah, you did not create all of this for no purpose. Subhanak, glory to you. فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Protect us against the hellfire. So all of these are signs. Today, we are very proud of our understanding that I saw the footprints over there, so I know someone came. And these heavens and the stars and the sun and the moon up there are not telling us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Remember Allah also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَوْا كَيْفَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. Don't you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created these 7 heavens one above another? وَجَعَلَ الْقَمَرَ فِيهِنَّ نُورًا. And he created the moon over there as a light. Nur is a light. وَجَعَلَ الْقَمَرَ فِيهِنَّ نُورًا. And he created the moon and the heaven as a light. وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. And he made the sun a lamp. So the sun is a lamp. And the moon is a light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says something, the best expressions you can find in the world. And something that's revealing the reality behind all of these things. Can we use it the other way around? We say a lot of light from the sun. But the real lamp is the sun. And the moon is getting the light from the sun. So this is the lamp. And that is just a light that is getting the light from the sun and then giving it to us, transferring it to us. So when the sun is there, you have the full light. That's the real source of that light. That's the lamp. Allah uses the word siraj for the sun, that this is the lamp. And he uses the word nur for the moon, that this is a light. This is just a source of the light. But the real source, the real lamp, is the sun. And after understanding these words, now look into Quran al-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadira. I won't go into the detail of the ayah because still we have a lot of ayahs over here. Inna arsalnaka shahida. Qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have sent you as shahid. Number one. Number two, Mubashira. Number three, Nazira. Number four, Wada'iyan ilallahi bi'izni. And number five, Wasirajam munira. The word siraj is used. Here the word siraj is used for what? For the sun. Not for the moon. Over there the word siraj is used for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the main source of all the light in the world. And any other light that we see, that will be nur. Every other light is a nur, borrowing the light from that sun, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If anyone can have any light today, we can become like moons. The sun is there for us and is always willing to give us its light. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings are there for us, and we can learn and get that nur anytime. And once we get the nur, we ourselves will be called nur. As the moon is called nur. وَجَعَلَ الْقَمَرَ فِيهِنَّ نُورًا. He made the moon as a nur. Same thing, we the human beings, the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can become nur by following that sun and getting the light from the true, from the lamp, and from the real source, which is the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In these ayahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us of His greatness and of His existence. I was mentioning, still we find people around us in the world. Sometime when we think about these type of things, you might feel, and at least our senses tell us, it should be something that was there thousands of years back in jungles and it should not exist anymore. But we see it existing in a large number. Even amongst the people who call themselves people of book, people have religion, they have someone to follow, a prophet as their, according to their understanding to follow. Even those people, if you ask them about the creation of the heaven and the earth, they don't want to believe that there is one creator, there is one supreme power behind all of these things. Nature created it. Human beings came as son of monkeys. And all of these things, trying to put everything as part of the nature. I was saying, we paint a wall, we like it to be seen, we like to be admired, and we see so much of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, and we never think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's reminding us, look at all of these things, as we call, and we keep on calling every person that we know about, if we have made something, you know, especially if there was some new invention of a person would come up with. We like everyone to know about it. We'll talk to, in fact, even if we see some people standing on the street, and we know that slight doubt that they may not have heard about it, you'll walk to them and start talking. And you know, by chance, you know, I did all this also. I created this. I made this. So we'll put it, and we'll just drop those words also in between, that at least we want everyone to know about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us is injustice. Injustice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we keep on using His blessings day and night. This body, the beautiful body that we ourselves are proud of it. And we say to people also that I know so much, I can do so much, I did so much. And then never remember the one who gave us all of these abilities and all of these parts of the bodies and put them in their proper situations and placed them in their proper positions. So again, the question is repeated. And after all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still asking us, مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What is wrong that you do not expect Allah to have any dignity? And now Allah continues, وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا. He says, look at yourself. Allah made you grow out of the earth as a growth. He made you grow out of the earth. We just grew out of the earth. Just like we see the vegetables. We see these small plants. They are growing out of the earth. He says, you came the same way. You are made out of dust. And all of these things, they come from the dust. We seed something, a small seed. Subhanallah, when person's eyes are covered, a person is blinded, the heart is blind, mind is covered up, can see nothing. The beauty of the Arabic language is that it uses the proper words for all of these different expressions and these different things that we face. In the Arabic language, the person who's insane, doesn't have no brain, cannot use his brain, it's called Majnoon. Why Majnoon? We may have heard the word Majnoon. You know, normally when you learn a language, the first thing you learn is some curses. Anta Majnoon, most of the people will know it. What is Majnoon? In Arabic language, the word Jim Noon means to cover up something, to hide something. This is why jinn, we know that creature jinn, is called jinn because you cannot see it, it's hidden. Jannah is driven from the same word. Garden, we know it as Jannah. Why is called Jannah, the paradise is called Jannah? So many trees that is cover up, the whole roof is made out of trees. So if you look at it from above it, you cannot see what's inside. This is the Jannah, this is covered up totally. Majnoon, whose brain has been covered up so he cannot use it. This is why it's called Majnoon. So a person who is really, whose brain is covered up, has no real senses, cannot think properly, will look at the seed, and the seal will just grab his attention, and will look at it, and will feel that the whole tree, and all the fruits of the tree, and everything that we have is coming out of this. Subhanallah. Everything is coming from the seed. The seed brought all of this fruit for you. Try to break it and get it out of there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says no. That's just something to tell human beings to hide from the brain of the kuffar. So when a disbeliever will look at it, will not go back and refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by seeing that. And a true believer will look at it, will say, Subhanallah, this seed had no power of bringing all of these food for us. The seed had nothing into it that will make it have all of these big trees come out of it. It's the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same thing, we the human beings, we came out of the earth the same way. Wallahu anbatakum min al-ardi nabata. He made you grow from the out of the earth. Nabata, just as the growth, just like any other growth. And he says, for that reason, ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا. He'll put you back in the same ground, in the same dust. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ. We created you out of this dust, we'll put you back in the same dust, وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى and again we'll bring you out of the same dust. That's our reality. With this reality, we forget who put us in this shape. And we keep on depending on our abilities. SubhanAllah, I want to do this. If I won't do it, then who's going to do it for me? If I won't do this, I won't be able to get all of this money. I won't have food. We will all die. Of course, we have to use the means. And sometimes we misunderstand the word tawakkul also. A person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him, Ya Rasulullah, sometime I go somewhere and come to the masjid, for example. I came on my camel. A'qilha wa atawakkal ya Rasulullah? Am atrukha wa atawakkal? Should I tie my camel and then trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or just leave it untied and then put my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A'qilha wa tawakkal. Tie your camel and then you did whatever you were supposed to do. That's it. Now don't worry anymore about it. Now trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now see, don't say that I'm the one who saved it. I'm the one who protects it. I'm the one who does this for it. And I cannot perform salah because I have to take care of my camel and my car and my house. That's it. You tied it. That was your responsibility. If it goes, it goes. A'qilha wa tawakkal. Tie it and then put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do the work in this world, put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will fulfill the needs. We are not the providers. We are only some workers, some machines. And the machine operates irrespective of what comes out of it. You push the button, the machine will keep on operating. We are the machines made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have been placed in this world to work just like a machine. When he pushes that button for earning, that's the time for earning. But when the other button is pushed, now is not the time for earning. Now is the time to do the service for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at that time, we should not be doing anything else. So these are the machines. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا. He brought you out of the ground, out of the earth as a growth. So realize that you are just small machines made out of dust by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like small plants that you see. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا. Will put you back in the same ground and then He will bring you out of it again. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ بِسَاطًا. Allah have laid the earth for you as a carpet. He have laid the earth for us. Subhanallah, think about this earth. How strong it is that it's carrying these mountains. It carries the huge buildings that we put it on. How strong it is. You never think when putting these buildings, the government never comes up and says, no more construction in the world. The world is getting too heavy now. So we cannot put anything more. You cannot build any buildings anymore. Build as much as you want. And at the same time, it's so soft that a small plant comes out of the ground, breaking the ground. If it was strong, how does this plant come out of it? And here we see something that we may not see many other parts of the world. In the middle of the road, you see some of these weeds and grass is breaking the ground and coming out. The same weed that you can pull it out between your fingers and you can pull it out, it broke the road and came out. SubhanAllah. So He created it in such a way, it's so soft for these things. You sit on the ground, you keep on scratching it. Sitting on the dust, you keep on scratching it. And the dust will keep on coming out. On the same dust, you can put a huge building and it will carry the whole building. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look, how I made the earth for you. I laid it down for you. It's wrong and still it has been laid down. When you think about it, and try to explain it to a child who is not still impressed by all the sciences and have not grown up yet, try to explain to him that the earth is not flat. It's round. So I'll tell you, why don't people fall down? Many children ask me this question, that if it's round like this, then people on top should be falling down. But in spite of that, جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ بِسَاطَةً, He have let it down for you.
لِتَسْلُكُوا مِنْهَا سُبُلًا فِجَاجًا, and that you may make wide paths in the earth, in the ground.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, I did not even make it too narrow for you. Have laid the mountains in ways that you can make roads for yourselves. If there were mountains in awkward shapes, we can never take all of those mountains away. Instead breaking the mountains, mountains are the nails of the ground. They are the ones that are holding the ground in proper place. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, لَمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْأَرْضِ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth, فَجَعَلَ التَّمِيدِ, it started shaking. فَخَلَقَ الْجِبَالِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the mountains. And He placed them in different paths of the world. As He placed these mountains, so the earth stopped shaking. Angels were surprised. They asked, Ya Allah, this is very strong. هَلْ مِنْ خَلْقِكَ شَيْءٌ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ, did you create anything stronger than these mountains? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes, I did. Fire. Al-Hadid, in fact. He said, the metal. Metal is stronger than these mountains. And I put the metal in the ground. When I went to South Africa, I was surprised in looking at greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much we love the gold and silver. He has filled their ground with these mines. Wherever they dig, there is gold underneath the earth, in the ground. And if they have the ability and the technology, they will dig the whole country, but they cannot do it because they have to keep the certain areas in place. Otherwise, the whole thing is going to fall down. Most of the places you see over there, dust. It's not black. It's not brown. The dust is yellow. How did it become yellow? It is with the gold all of this time. So spending all of this time, thousands of years with that gold, it got the color of that gold. When I looked at that, I said to people, Subhanallah, when we spend time with the virtuous people, we get their color also. Sibghat Allah, the color of Allah. Quran says, Quran used the word Sibgha, the color for it. Color of Allah. Which he gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, angel said, Ya Allah, anything is stronger than these mountains? He said, the metal under the ground. He said, Ya Allah, هَلْ مِنْ خَلْقِكَ شَيْءٌ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْحَدِيدِ, did you create anything stronger than the metal? Than the iron? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes. An-nar, the fire that can melt the iron also. Ya Allah, هَلْ مِنْ خَلْقِكَ شَيْءٌ أَشَدُّ مِنَ النَّارِ, did you create anything stronger than the fire? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes. Al-ma, the water can extinguish the fire also. Ya Allah, هَلْ مِنْ خَلْقِكَ شَيْءٌ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْمَاءِ, did you create anything stronger than the water? He said, yes. Al-hawa, the air. It keeps on taking the water from here to here and there. Takes the clouds to different places. It guides the clouds. Ya Allah, is there anything stronger than the air? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes. Ibn Adam tasaddaqa bi sadaqatin yukhfiha an shimalihi. When a human being gives a sadaqa, when a believer gives a sadaqa, and he gives it so secretly that he gives it with the right hand, the left hand doesn't know what he has given, which means no one around him knows that he has given that sadaqah. Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that's stronger than all of these things, because that will put up the hell of the fire of hell for him. This hadith is in Sunan al-Tirmizi. Imam Tirmizi rahimahullah narrated the hadith. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ بِسَاطًا. He have made this earth for you. لِتَسْلُكُوا مِنْهَا سُبُلًا فِجَاجًا. So that you can make wide roads and paths in the earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayahs have reminded us of His greatness, His existence, and especially have drawn our attention to something very important that we all normally have been missing it. That when we look around, these beautiful flowers, nice plants, the heaven and the earth, the sun, moon and the stars, we should at least remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, by seeing these things, and remember the one who created all of these things in such a nice fashion, in so beautiful way, and all of existence of all of these things, each and everything that's around us, basically is a reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like one of the scholars passing by some grass, a place where there was grass. He stopped over there and kept on looking at the grass. Students around him asked him, what are you looking at? He said, when I look at this grass, the way it's standing, it reminds me when I raise my finger during the Shahada in Tashahud when we are in Salah, and I say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, it looks like each and every part of this grass is saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. A person, one of the scholars, passing by, a person who was hanged, as a death penalty, he was dead and he was hanging on the cross. He's passing by the person. Then he goes and kisses that person's foot, just to teach his students a lesson. So they say, you might be mistaken, he's not a saint, he's not a great person, he's not a virtuous man, he was a criminal. He says, I know that. But it reminds me, if this person was so strong that when he decided to do wrong, he knows that it will cost him his life, he still did it. How come we cannot spend our life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This shows us, if we are strong enough for the deen of Allah, we will do anything, and we can even get to this situation, we won't be afraid of it, because we want to help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is teaching me a lesson. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, when he came out of the prison, he used to make dua for a person all the time. So once his son asked him, Dad, I don't know this person, he's not one of our relatives, he's not one of your students, I have never seen this man. Why do you always make dua for him? And I always, after every salah, I see you making dua for this man, specifically with his name. He says, I know, this man was with me in the prison. And when I was in the prison, one day, and they were punishing me and torturing me, and we all know the tortures that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah went through, one of the most difficult tortures that we find in the history of the world. And finally, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the power. There were the scholars and the historians always said that there were two people in the history of Islam through whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected the true deen and the true beliefs of Islam. One was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when people were turning away from Islam, and the second was Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, when the Muslim rulers forced the people to believe that this Quran is not the word of Allah. And Imam Ahmad held strongly to himself that he said, no matter what you say, إِتُونِ بِشَيْءٍ مِّن كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ حَتَّى أَقُولَ بِهِ. Tell me a proof, give me a proof from Quran and Hadith so that I can accept it. Other than that, just because you are a ruler and you can punish me, I will not change my opinion. So Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said, when I was in prison and they were torturing me, one day this man came to me. And he had, one of his hands was cut, and the foot was cut also. He said to me, Ahmed, I'm a thief and I do a lot of robberies. I break into many places. Last time I did it, they put me in prison, they punished me for it. I did it again, they got me, they cut my hand. And still I did it again. because I know this is what I want to do. He says, if I can do all of this for all of this falsehood that I know is wrong also, Ahmad, don't let all of these things, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't put the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala down, and keep on holding to this trunk, to the truck, and to the deen of Allah, and don't say anything that they want you to say, no matter what it will cause you. Imam Ahmad said, rahimahullah, said, when I saw this, I said, really? What he's saying, it makes a lot of sense. That if he's giving all of the sacrifice for stealing and for robberies and for breaking in, why can't I give all of the sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he said, that gave me a lot of strength, although he didn't have no plan of giving it away, giving up anyway, but that gave him a lot of strength. So he always used to make dua for that man. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all signs of the existence and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us to sirat al-mustaqim. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.